Recently, protesters chained themselves across Snowball Road to stop crews from digging trenches for the snowmaking pipeline. Police had to use chainsaws and a jackhammer to cut through the blockade.
They are destroying our prayers and threatening our future. Our ability to carry on our culture is threatened here.
Klee Benally, a member of the Navajo Nation, was arrested for chaining himself to an excavator and returns each Saturday to pray on the mountain. To many Native Americans, the San Francisco Peaks hold the universe together. It's where their gods live. The mountain is revered as the place where their people emerged from the earth.
And so when someone says they want to take our treated sewage water and put it up on the mountain, it really, to them, is like the final affront.
Activist Rudy Preston looks out across the vast Hart Prairie, where Snowball plans to cut down trees for tubing runs.
It's all they have left. After 500 years of having an entire land taken away from them, this is one of the few places that they're still fighting as hard as they can to protect.
When the first ski trails were dug in 1938 on the peaks, Native Americans did not have the right to vote. When Snowball first announced plans to expand in the late 70s, the Navajo and Hopi tribes spoke out against it. More recently, they, along with about a dozen other tribes, fought the snowmaking plan all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. Many hoped if they fought long enough, lack of snow would put the resort out of business. But the fact of the matter is, the ski area is on Forest Service land, not reservation land. The Forest Service conducted an environmental impact statement and gave Snowball permission to go ahead with the project. Flagstaff's treated water is classified as A+, the highest standard. It's used to water parks, soccer fields, and golf courses, so why not a ski resort? Snowball manager J.R. Murray says the only way the business will survive is with man-made snow.
All the previous owners found themselves having to sell or being in bankruptcy, and the Snowball history is littered with repossessions, bankruptcies, and foreclosures.
Analysts speculate tourists would spend $23 million a year at local hotels, shops, and restaurants if there was a consistent ski season.
There's a silent majority out there, we know. Skiers and snowboarders in Arizona can't wait to have a predictable ski season so that they know they can recreate and count on it year in and year out.
But Klee Benally says he's not giving up the fight.
When my children or, you know, people 20 years from now, young people, look back to this time and say, why wasn't anything done to protect such a vital part of our cultural identity? Why wasn't anything done to protect our culture and these sacred places? I want to have an answer.
The reality is that Snowball itself, even with the expansion, comprises only 1% of the mountain. But that doesn't change how the tribes feel about reclaimed wastewater on what is essentially their church. The Hopi recently filed a lawsuit, and the Navajo plan to hold a hearing later this month to discuss what more can be done to protect the peaks. And Flagstaff, I'm Laurel Morales.